Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, we have Dr. Joe Cristiano here to help us be more healthy. Dr. Douglas Petrovich will look at biblical, historical, and scientific evidence for creation and the flood. And Clayton Van Hus will share details on the interesting places that are revealed in this year's SWRC prophecy calendar. Hello to all of our friends listening today on the radio or online. Thank you for being here. We're excited to announce that you can now hear Watchmen on the Wall on the websites oneplace.com and sermonaudio.com. More ways to access the Christ-centered clarity that's needed now more than ever. Whether you're listening on the radio or online, if you're new to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your free new listener pack. The pack includes a welcome letter, history of the ministry, the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter, and a free gift. Get your free new listener pack by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, how are you feeling today? Chronic back pain, diabetes, joint replacements, neurological issues. Well, today's guest, Dr. Joe Cristiano, is here, ready to reveal a cutting-edge therapy that can rapidly replace damaged cells in the body with no side effects or allergic reactions. It's all part of the stem cell revolution.
Our guest for this program and the next is Dr. Joseph Cristiano. We know him better as Dr. Joe. For this show, we're going to be talking about his book, The Stem Cell Revolution. In this book, Dr. Joe describes how stem cell therapies, treatments, and activators are becoming game changers in the world of natural health and regenerative medicine. Dr. Joe, so good to speak with you once again.
Pastor Larry, good to have me on. Good to be here again, and good to hear your voice.
Yes, well, we've had some great programs in the past, and I'm just looking forward to this one. To start, what was your reason for writing your book, The Stem Cell Revolution, and what is it all about?
Well, you know, years ago, in fact, for many years, I've been dealing with chronic pain. It's probably a bit genetic, but also through contact sports through the years, and living with chronic pain as a young man, I mean, in my 30s, 40s, and all the way up, and trying to determine, you know, are there solutions to this, you know? Of course, in our Western culture, we deal with conventional medicine, and of course, you know, the routine is if you're hurt or you're sick, we see our physicians, they do an examination, and, you know, maybe prescribe some medications, maybe some therapy or something like that. You know, if that doesn't work over time, the next option is surgery, whatever the case may be. And that was pretty much, and is pretty much, a protocol. And so I thought to myself, there's got to be something better than that. There just has to be. Well, later in life, my condition got really advanced, and I was having a very, very difficult time walking. In fact, I ended up in a walker. In fact, about 10 years ago, I was in a walker. You got to understand, Pastor, I'm a very fit guy and always exercised in the gym and very physically active. Now I've been reduced to, you know, walking with this walker. And so I started to do a lot of research, and I came across a couple of doctors that were working in the field of stem cell regeneration, stem cell therapy. It was kind of new at the time, back in 2008. And so the FDA and all that, they were all crazy about it because it was so new. But what I'm talking about is not embryonic, by the way. You know, people, I don't want people to think I'm talking embryonic, but rather adult stem cells. Well, I learned about it, and I became a patient of it. So I had many treatments. In fact, my very first treatment was I had to leave the country, go to Honduras, Tegucigalpa, and had the first treatment. And good and bad, one, I was so advanced it couldn't help me, and I needed surgery. But the good was I learned what it does for a person and what it does in terms of follow-up. In other words, it can be done in a sense of repair, which is designed to do, but also, you know, down the road, if we have another incident or maybe some more wear and tear, you can use this type of therapy. So it's very beneficial. The problem with it, it was very, very expensive. And I say that, and it, of course it depends who we're talking about, but in the average person's budget, it would be close to $5,000 a minimum for one injection.
Wow.
And it was cash, and there was no insurance. So that made it difficult. So in my research through the years, I was looking for something. There had to be something that was very, very efficacious, but yet very affordable. And I came across some studies with this company that came out with stem cell activators. And the activators were something that really caught my eye because of those two reasons. But I put them to test. And once I put them to test, I really got some great results. So I thought I needed to share this with the world to inform them about, one, there's other options, or there are maybe are options they never heard of before they select surgery. Because once you have surgery, I mean, there's successful, quote-unquote, surgeries, but there's the aftermath of a surgical procedure. And a lot of times, especially with our musculoskeletal system, or our muscle and spine and nerves and things like that, once they cut in and the tissue grows back, now we develop scar tissue. And that scar tissue can grow, and then it can grow in your spinal cord if it's a lower back surgery or whatever. And the problem is it encroaches your nerves, and over time you're going to need another surgery because you have radiating pain from that.
Right.
So, I mean, there's benefits, the good and the bad, but the stem cell activators really were the thing. And I think mostly it was the experience I had with my mother at the time. She was 90 years old, and she had been a diabetic for 18 years, and she was suffering from kidney failure, and she was really at the end of her rope here. And so the doctor had called her and said she needed to start to prepare the family for the idea of her going on dialysis. And I said, Mom, at 90 years old, you are not going on dialysis because that's going to kill you. So I gave her one of the stem cell activators for her pancreas because she was a diabetic, and then one, of course, for her kidneys. And She took them, and it was 20 drops a day in 2 ounces of water on an empty stomach every day for 2, 3, 4 months, and then went back to the doctor for kind of a tune-up to find out what she was doing. Did some blood work and everything, and before you know it, the doctor that was treating her renals said to her, Helen, I don't know what's going on, but your kidneys are actually improving. So why don't we just forego the dialysis, and we'll just see how you do. And of course, when she went to the doctor who was treating her for her sugar, her diabetes, they reduced her insulin by 50%. And wow. I thought, this is a 90-year-old body. What about someone 70, 60, 50, 40 years old who's dealing with degenerative illnesses and structural issues, that this might be something that can really help? And since then, I wrote the book certainly to inform people, but now for the past, I would say, 8 years, we're getting remarkable results.
Wow.
From people all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And it's really another option for people to try. I always say test everything first, you know, before you select surgery.
Right.
Now, sometimes there's emergency surgeries, Pastor, that, you know, we have no choice. But the stem cell concept, just stem cell therapy, is absolutely amazing when you think about how advanced it is. And when we look at how our God and Creator made our body, the body's made to heal itself, and we have all the components that are there, and we come along and kind of ruin it a little bit. But science and medicine has advanced now to the point that where they're able to repair some very, very damaged tissue and in record time. That's what really was appealing to me.
You speak about chronic pain. Is this like fibromyalgia? Would that be considered treatable by stem cell activators?
Fibromyalgia is more nerve. It's more nerve. It has trigger points, you know. But yes, it can be. There's two approaches with stem cell therapy. One, they inject sites. In other words, a back, a knee, a shoulder, or whatever. And then you can have it where it's infused. In other words, you have an IV, and it's more systemic. It goes throughout the entire body.
Right.
Now, these are advanced methods or protocols, but they're very, very common today, and they're getting more proficient at it. And they'll extract a person's own stem cells. They extract the stem cells from the body fat that they extracted, and then they put it in a syringe and re-inject it. And two things happen immediately. Number one, pain subsides because they're called mesenchymal cells, which isn't that important, but these particular stem stem cells actually reduce inflammation, so the pain goes away. So the person who's dealing with, you know, painful knees or bad or fibromyalgia or things like that, the pain will subside. And then what happens are these injected stem cells start to multiply, because the job of the stem cell, this is our creator. The body releases stem cells from our bone marrow, but we can extract it and then re-inject it and really heighten the potentiality of the results. And then what happens is, as they multiply day in and day out going forward, the body starts to heal itself. Now they do their job, and the stem cell's job is to heal damaged and repair damaged tissue. And so in a very, very short time, a person that has a tore ACL in their knee or, you know, a lower back pain can be healed, not just a placebo effect, but actually healed. The stem cell activators kind of come alongside that. They're not invasive, because, as I mentioned, they're drops that you can take and put in water. But what they do is they're targeted. We have 28 different stem cell activators for 28 different conditions in the body, and it's all in the book. This will help people when they read the book. They'll be able to read some of the testimonials and everything. But the stem cell activators come along, and what they do is, over time, Pastor, the body is no longer producing as many stem cells as it used to. Environmental toxins and things like that, that interferes with their current condition, health, and so forth. And over time, the stem cells are not firing properly. It's called cellular communication, and the reality is stem cells, our cells in our body, communicate. It's called cellular communication. It's kind of like you and I talking now, and if a lot of static came on the line, we couldn't hear the message, you know? And so it's kind of like that with the stem cells. Well, the stem cell activator, when we start taking it, they start to rejuvenate the stem cells and get them up, hopefully, back to 100% function, where now it kind of removes all that static, and so the communication for the stem cells to heal that particular tissue can be at its optimal level. Now, it's not the same case for everybody, but the amazing thing is the stem cell activation that takes place, it rejuvenates and gets your stem cells to go back to normal function. Because if we have a condition that's chronic, you know, it's not acute, it didn't just happen, or it's only a couple weeks long, but rather weeks and then months, maybe years, that's evident to me that at the cellular level, the stem cells, your adult stem cells, are not doing their job anymore. And if we could activate them, like I said, and get them stem cells back to normal function to do their job, they can start to repair and heal the tissues that's damaged, and then the symptoms we've been living with, the pain, the agony, and such, they'll subside. And then the medications that we're taking, we can start to wean off over time. And that's kind of the concept. And so it's absolutely phenomenal the way it works.
Sounds great. Well, supposing somebody in Oklahoma wants to activate their stem cells, do they have to come to Florida? Or are there doctors or naturopathic doctors all around the country who could help?
That's limited. You know, people buy the book, okay? When they purchase the book, they're going to be informed. They're going to get a great education. I wrote it so it's very basic, but they can understand it. And then if they can see some of the profiles that we write in the book. In other words, they can identify with maybe something they've got wrong, and they've tried everything, it's not working. They can order the adult stem cells. Some doctors carry them, but to be honest with you, Pastor, most doctors aren't aware of it. Their studies and their experience in stem cell therapy and stem cell activation is very limited. Many are coming on board because it is the game changer. In other words, you know, if you go to a physician and you have a bad knee, and they take you through the protocols, do the medications, pain medications and such, and over time, if it doesn't help you, the next course of action will be replacement, knee replacement. Well, this may be the very ticket that'll keep you from having knee replacement, because we can get that tissue repaired. So in the book is my website, and in the book is the 800 number. They can call us, and we can work with them directly. I call them Body Redesigning Angels. You know, that's my company name. And the girls that work in the office, when we get calls, when a person gets the book, they're informed. We'll answer them, and we'll minister to them as well. We're not just selling a product. We want to make sure that they understand, and they can call us back for encouragement. So The book is our vehicle to connect with people anywhere on planet Earth, and then we relate to them directly if they choose to take advantage of it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, friends, our guest is Dr. Joseph Cristiano. He is a naturopathic doctor and a certified nutritional health professional through Trinity College of Natural Health. Dr. Joe has spent more than 50 years both personally and professionally in natural health, including exercise and diet, pain management, anti-aging, and stem cell therapy treatments and activation. He is president and founder of Body Redesigning. We're offering his book, The Stem Cell Revolution. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Let's get back with Dr. Joe. We've got some more questions for him. Well, Dr. Joe, can you explain the difference between stem cell therapy and PRP therapy?
Okay. Stem cell therapy and PRP, that's protein-rich plasma. We'll say a person has a bad knee and could be a bad shoulder, a joint, musculoskeletal problem. If they want, have that inflammation, of course they do, the pain to be relieved and such, they're taking all their anti-inflammatory products, even some pain pills, but it's not improving, it's getting worse. So they'll go to the stem cell physician, and they will do PRP. And what that PRP is, they do a blood draw, just like they're drawing blood, and they put it in a vac and they spin it. And what that does is separates the growth factors and the protein growth factors. And then they put that into a syringe, and then they will inject it into the joint. It could be neck joint, anywhere in the spine or hips or knees and such. And it has a very efficacious effect to reheal or reducing inflammation and healing. It also has some stem cell in it because in your blood, you're carrying stem cells. That, I would say, is it's the beginning entrance to regenerative health. But the difference with that and stem cell treatment, now stem cell therapy, what they do is they go in and they actually extract body fat, usually from the tummy. It's not a liposuction like a cosmetic thing, but they may extract maybe 15 or 20 cc's. And then right there on the spot in their lab, they separate the stem cells that are in the fat. And now they have a solution and they have it with your blood, and they put it in syringes. Now they inject, as I mentioned earlier, into the various sites on the, whether it's the knee or shoulders or whatever. As I mentioned, the difference with stem cell treatment is there's an immediate reduction in inflammation. When I had it done to myself, within less than 24 hours, all the excruciating pain that I had in my hips were gone.
Wow.
And I thought I was healed, but the warning is you're not healed yet. It's just the inflammation is gone. Well, that in itself was just a blessing because I don't have to deal with the pain. And so what happens is over time, that cartilage tissue starts to grow back. It actually grows back. It's using your God-given material, your stem cells, and now it's applied to a specific area, and it grows back tissue.
Well, Dr. Joe, this sounds amazingly good. I mean, I know some people who have continual pain. Who in particular can benefit from this? We have about a minute for this show.
Anybody at any age. The older we are, we're actually producing less stem cells as we age. That's why we remain or we stay in a state of chronic conditions. We don't seem to heal as well, and that's just because we're not producing the stem cell stem cells. That's why the stem cell activators come in and they start to rejuvenate your stem cells. So regardless if you're 80, we have people that are 90, that are 100 years old, that are 20 years old. The stem cell activators reactivate your stem cells that are no longer functioning and healing, so that they can go back to doing their job. And it's amazing that can happen.
Yeah, that's a miracle. Thank you so much, Dr. Joe, for this show. We're looking forward to having you on our next show. And friends, be sure to tune in. You will want your own copy of The Stem Cell Revolution.
Dr. Joe Cristiano's explosive book, Stem Cell Revolution, is today's featured resource. This book addresses chronic back pain, diabetes, joint replacements, osteoarthritis, neurological issues, and more. Dr. Cristiano reveals how this cutting-edge therapy can rapidly replace damaged cells in the body with no side effects or allergic reactions. The book, Stem Cell Revolution, reveals 26 disruptive technological advances to stem cell activation. If you've been disappointed by ineffective treatments, the answer to improving your health may be in your stem cells. Dr. Joe explains how adult stem cell therapy and activators are two of the new technologies in regenerative medicine that will be game changers in medical history. Adult stem cell therapy is disrupting and revolutionizing the way we think about our health. Order Stem Cell Revolution today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit our website, swrc.com. Stem Cell Revolution features testimonials of people who've seen their pain disappear, COPD reversed, and kidney function restored, among other benefits. Stem Cell Revolution by Dr. Joe Cristiano. Get a copy for you and one for your loved one who needs help. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Here's staff evangelist Josh Davis with an update on how you can receive our brand new 16-month calendar, Unseen Israel. And he's going to let us know how we can help a prisoner know the gospel.
Several years ago, God burdened the hearts of Southwest Radio Ministry staff to start an outreach ministry to inmates, and they decided to call it the Onesimus Prison Project. That may sound like a strange name to you until you understand who Onesimus was. His story is found in a small yet a very powerful book of the Bible called Philemon. In fact, Philemon is the shortest of Paul's letters contained for us in the New Testament. It's a beautiful picture of the gospel of Jesus Christ in motion from brother in Christ to brother in Christ. And Philemon, well, that's another strange name, isn't it? But the Apostle Paul was a prisoner of the Roman Empire when he wrote this letter to Philemon. You see, it was neither Philemon nor Onesimus who were the prisoners, but it was the Apostle Paul. And I said that he was a prisoner of the Roman Empire. Well, that's not technically correct, because as he says in the very first words of this short but powerful book, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You see, he knew he was right where God wanted him to be. He was arrested for telling people about Jesus, and he understood this was God's plan for his life. While he is in jail, God begins to line things up in such a special way. Just a few verses long, one chapter and 25 verses long, and it won't take you very long to read this book of the Bible, but meditate on it and understand its deep truth. The story basically goes that Onesimus was a runaway slave who most likely had robbed his master, who was Philemon. Onesimus ran from Philemon's house in Colossae to Rome, and through God's divine providence, Onesimus found Paul. A preacher friend of mine recently said that he thinks that it could have been that Onesimus tagged along with Timothy on some of the journeys where Timothy was coming to visit Paul while he is incarcerated. It could be. It very well could be that. Paul led Philemon to Jesus in Colossae, and now he leads Onesimus to the Lord in Rome. Isn't that amazing? And all three of these men had their lives radically transformed by Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news of Jesus truly powerful? So Paul writes this beautiful letter back to Philemon, encouraging him to receive Onesimus back into his household, but this time not as a servant, but as a brother in Christ. Verse 15 and 16 tell us, "For perhaps he is therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldst receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more to thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord." What's Paul doing here? It's very important that we grasp this. Paul's Christian reply to the horrible institution of slavery is revolutionary at this time. Onesimus, who has no rights as a slave in Rome, was equal to Philemon and to the great Apostle Paul in the family of God. You know, this is the good news of Jesus Christ in motion, friends. And we praise the Lord that this work is still continuing to go on around the world today. All glory and praise to the Lord God. So what does our Onesimus Prison Project seek to do? Well, we send out newsletters all across America. Each newsletter contains a Bible study, perhaps the gospel message, or something to encourage from God's Word, along with offers for books and other resources that we can send free of charge. And when an inmate signs up, we send a free Bible plus other resources that we might have available at the time. Inmates can sign up for our mailing list by writing to us at the Onesimus Prison Project, P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And when you write to us, please include all the information that we need to correctly send mail to you. If you're an inmate listening, again, that address is P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And I want to share just a brief word to the many inmates who are listening in Texas. Thank you for listening to us. And we know that you have been going through some recent changes in how they handle mail. And so that's put us at a backlog. We are getting return mail from things that we're trying to send to you, those of you who are in Texas. And so we've figured this out. We've worked out a solution, and we're going to get caught up on sending out the mail. But if for some reason you don't begin getting mail from us over the next couple of months, please write to us and let us know, and we can double check our system and make sure we've got the proper addresses on file for you so that we're putting it through in the right manner. And friends, we are grateful for your partnership with us in this special outreach. When you give to the Onesimus Prison Project, you are enabling us to send vital spiritual resources to inmates all across this country. Friend, I want to encourage you. You have a part with us in that. And most importantly, the Lord understands and the Lord takes note of that. Only eternity will tell what impact this ministry has made on many lives. To God alone be the glory and the praise and the honor. Great things He hath done.
Dr. Joe Cristiano's explosive book, Stem Cell Revolution, is today's featured resource. If you've been disappointed by ineffective treatments, the answer to improving your health may be in your stem cells. Order Stem Cell Revolution today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Stem Cell Revolution by Dr. Joe Cristiano. Get a copy for you, and then get a copy for your loved one who needs help. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Dr. Cristiano will return, this time looking at blood types and body types to help you lose weight and feel better. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.